Married at First Sight. Chapter 3103. Sage could only comfort Holden. He didn't dare to investigate whether Shiloh died accidentally or was pushed downstairs by her brothers. What Matriarch Farrell meant was that if Shiloh died, she would die, and no one in their family would ever mention her again. Holden could only complain in front of Sage. After I'm discharged from the hospital, I won't live with you. I'll go back to the big house. I promise not to anger your mother again. I'm already in my 70s. Life counts one day at a time, but as long as I'm alive, I will protect you from wind and rain. With me here, if your mom is in a bad mood, you can vent to me, and you won't have to face an angry mother. You and your brothers should also be careful in the future. Pay attention. Although your mother is your mother, she puts the Farrell family first. For the Farrell family, she can sacrifice your brothers at any time. If you don't want to end up like me and Shiloh, you have to work hard to build your own career so that you can survive without the Farrell family. Believe me, I and your mom have been married for decades. I know very well what kind of person she is. Catherine has no sisterhood with you. If your mother doesn't deal with you, she will deal with you when Catherine takes charge. She has the same ruthless blood as your mother. Sage nodded and said, Dad, we know, but business is not easy to do now. It's not like we have never started our own business. How is the business doing? We always lose money, and my mother has to bear the responsibility. After a few attempts, they gave up. They only bought houses and shops and then rented them out to others for business, charging a little rent every month. Once they rented out all the properties and shops under their names, the monthly rent became prohibitive for ordinary people. As long as their small family did not spend too much money, they could actually live very well. But they had lived a life of fine clothing and fine food since they were young and were used to spending money on things like water. The tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of rents every month were not enough to cover their daily expenses. Despite these incomes, their ability to invest in other businesses was severely limited. They could only make small moves for the Farrell Group and put some money into their own pockets. The savings in the name of the three brothers were only tens of millions. For the Farrell family, this sum of money was insignificant. The Farrell Group was already at the bottom of the big groups in Jensburg, but after all, the Farrell family had been standing in Jensburg for more than 100 years and had a profound foundation. Even if the Farrell Group really went bankrupt, their family would still have a rich family fortune that they could use freely. According to the premise, the family member was still their biological mother. If it were a biological sister, all they would get every month was basic living expenses, and they wouldn't even think about a cent more. Catherine really had no sisterhood for them. Sage, Dad, you'd better go live with me for a while first. Once my mother's anger subsides, she will welcome you back to live with her. My mother is accustomed to your presence. Holden nodded. Holden, will your mother not pick me up when I leave the hospital? Sage, Mom didn't say it. Maybe we don't have time. It will be the same if we, the three brothers, call Catherine to pick you up. Sage and his brothers could just pick up Holden from the hospital. Matriarch Farrell would come whenever she came. If she didn't come, they would not dare ask her to come. Holden sighed. He didn't know if he should regret the choices he made when he was young. The cafe on the first floor of the Fortress Hotel. Catherine was sitting by the window. She wore a mask, sunglasses, and a hat to cover her facial features. She ordered a cup of coffee and a few exquisite snacks, then leaned back on her chair and looked out the window. About 10 minutes later, someone opposite her pulled out a chair and sat down. Chapter 3104. Why are you still wearing sunglasses and a mask, so tightly wrapped up? The person sitting opposite Catherine was Liberty. Liberty did not wear a mask, but she also wore sunglasses and a hat. After coming in, she took off the hat and stuffed it into her bag. Catherine said, "I don't want people to recognize me." Liberty said, "What's wrong? Are you in a bad mood? We don't have any opponents anymore, so shouldn't we be in a good mood?" Catherine took off her sunglasses and mask, put them on the table, and said, "I didn't do anything. She didn't die in my hands." Liberty said, "Even if you're in a good mood, it's hard to show it." Liberty waved to the waiter and asked for a cup of coffee. After the waiter left, she tasted a piece of pastry and praised, "The pastries here are good and delicious. It doesn't matter whose hotel it is." Catherine smiled authentically and added, "I heard that several young masters from the York family are good at cooking." Liberty replied, "The ones I am most familiar with are my brother-in-law, Zach, and Callum and Kevin. These three people are indeed good at cooking. People who are good at cooking manage the hotel, so the snacks in the cafe will naturally be delicious." Liberty just tasted a piece of snack and stopped eating. She was afraid of getting fat. After successfully losing weight, she still controlled her diet and continued to exercise for fear of rebounding. "The snacks are delicious, please eat two more." Catherine pushed a plate of snacks in front of Liberty. Liberty said, "I just have to taste it, don't eat too much. Desserts make it easy to gain weight. It took me a year to lose weight. I ran every day, exercised, controlled my diet, and did a lot of work, and then I successfully lost weight. It's very difficult to lose weight. If you don't want to try again, you still have to watch your mouth and eat less high-calorie and high-fat foods to avoid gaining weight again." Catherine asked curiously, "How fat were you back then?" "It took you a year to lose weight." Liberty said, "200 pounds. I was extremely fat and ugly." "Catherine, ask me out, what do you want to say?" Liberty asked with concern. "Catherine, it's nothing, it's just a matter of mood. Come out to have a cup of coffee and get some fresh air. Your company is not far from here, so I asked you to come out and have a cup of coffee with me." Liberty smiled. "You don't have coffee in the company. You didn't do anything, but it was because you didn't do anything that she lost. She lost step by step, lost completely, and finally lost her life." After Catherine was silent, she pursed her lips and smiled. "Liberty, you and I really hit it off. If we weren't rivals, we would definitely become good friends." It was Liberty's turn to be silent. After a few minutes of silence, Liberty said, "Just like I told you before, I just want the truth. I just want to know whether my grandparents died in accidents or man-made deaths. I remember you also saying that you also wanted to know the truth. If it is true, as rumored, you will leave and return the Farrell family to my grandmother's lineage. Catherine, we are all for the truth, only the truth, unless you change. Otherwise, none of them would become real enemies. Catherine and Liberty looked at each other and said, I won't change. You are right, our goals are the same. Chapter 3105. After a pause, Catherine continued, however, I still want to fight you in business. You have to learn from it. Things can change at any time. You are not cruel enough. Liberty smiled and said, I can't compare to you. For now, I admit that I am not as good as you. She worked in the workplace for several years and then became a housewife for several years. When she started again, she also ran a small business. This time, Audrey arranged for her to come to Jensburg to develop. Although there were several big families behind her, she still had to have the ability to control the overall situation. Liberty's ups and downs in the business world were not as long as Catherine's. Especially because her business in Jensburg has just started. Catherine smiled. So this is the best time for me to snatch your orders and intercept your comments. I'm so sorry. I signed the order that you haven't gotten after talking for a week. Come down. Liberty's beautiful eyes twinkled, and she said with a smile, My cousin has been chewing the hard bones for a month, but I was able to chew them off. I was still thinking that we are relatives and we can talk well. You are the elder, and I will grab it. I'm sorry if I lose your business. Since my cousin is here, I will go there, and there will be goings and goings, so there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Catherine gave Liberty a thumbs up and said, Not bad. Liberty, but I think I can take advantage of the Du Group's business. Those are the major groups that Du Group is looking after. Catherine, you don't care what other people think. Anyway, if you win the business, it's your credit, and it's your company's list. Liberty smiled. Yes, it doesn't matter whether the cat is black or white, as long as it can catch mice, it is a good cat. The waiter brought the coffee Liberty asked for. Won't Sonny cry when he goes back? Catherine asked about Sonny. When he goes back, Saren and Zach love him, and there are so many uncles and aunts who dote on him. Why is he crying? He is the happiest child. Liberty stirred the coffee in the cup with a spoon. Sonny is used to being separated from me, and Saren takes him with her for a long time. Catherine took a sip of coffee and said, I suddenly felt that I couldn't just give birth to a child, I also had to consider whether the child would grow up with his parents. I'm busy with work, and I definitely don't have time to accompany the child. If the child doesn't have a father, it would be better not to give birth to her. I don't want her to be wronged. Liberty smiled and said, You are still worried about this matter. Don't think so much. Just let nature take its course. Maybe you can find a man who truly loves you and isn't bad at your abilities. You can live a harmonious and beautiful life after marriage and can have both children. She felt that as long as Catherine married Mr. Fraser, she would be very happy. Liberty, anyway, as you said, you should decide this matter before the age of 35. 35 is still too early. Catherine took another sip of coffee, thought for a while, and nodded. Yes, I'll be drunk today, and I'll be worried tomorrow. Let's talk about it later. I have something to remind you. Liberty leaned forward and said in a low voice, "Your mother may be testing you because of your mother's trip. Be careful, and don't fall into your mother's trap. Be careful. Don't move, don't make any movement." Catherine suddenly shuddered. She didn't say much, she just nodded slightly. Liberty changed the topic and chatted with her for a while. After she finished her cup of coffee, Liberty stood up and left. She wanted to go back to the company. She was the head of the family and had to worry about everything as the company was just getting established. After Liberty left, Catherine stayed in the coffee shop for a long time. After finishing her coffee and eating two snacks, she couldn't finish it. She called the waiter and asked the waiter to help her pack the unfinished snacks. She just checked out and left.